Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio is well worth a visit. Great menu, great atmosphere, carvery of the weekends, and when the weather is nice, there is nowhere nicer to sit outside than the White Sands Hotel, and you can overlook the whole of North Dublin Bay. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Nicole is a lady who's been in touch with us over the last couple of days, and here's what she writes. I'd love to get your opinion on this. I'd love to talk about the abuse I get, some strangers and so-called friends, about my relationship, just because of where he's from. He came to Ireland as a refugee from Sudan 7 years ago because he had to flee his country because of war. So he's as good as Irish now. I've been in a relationship with him for the last 6 months, and I'm effing sick of people telling me he's using me for a passport and I must be a dope. They know nothing because he's allowed to stay in Ireland legally now because he's got asylum. So why do Irish racists think that we're being used? He treats me better than any Irishman ever did, and that's 100% fact. Yous should cover this on your show. So I know you did speak to Nicole earlier on, and her main issue is the fact that family and friends all believe that this guy is out for one thing, and it's not to get her into the sack, it's to...
And I think that's so offensive. This assumption, by the way, that lots of Irish people have, lots of you have, this assumption that every single person that comes from Africa, by the way, Africa is a big place, yeah, you know what I mean? This assumption that any man that comes over from Africa just wants to get with an Irish woman for easier citizenship or mm-hmm. to get a passport or whatever the case may be. Did it ever occur to any of you that maybe he just finds her attractive? It's so insulting, isn't it?
It is, extremely. And this is really her point, that she's this guy's here 7 years. He's not an illegal immigrant. He has been granted leave to stay in the country.
But he's not a citizen.
No, he's not a citizen, obviously. He's been granted permission to stay here. He's working. He's contributing to Irish society. But everybody is of the assumption that he's only here for one thing. He's trying to use this woman, or he is using this woman, to get a passport.
And it's so insulting for so many different reasons, because it's assuming... or that this woman is thick as shit. Now, I've spoken to her for about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You were there. You witnessed the call. This girl, Nicole, is no fecking Aegis, yeah? She is no Aegis. And she's not going to be like... I don't even believe that happens. It's all myth, isn't it? That there's literally men who are...
getting into relationships with women just to get to stay here and get a passport.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has happened. But it seems to be, people seem to have just this resistance to Irish women in particular getting into relationships with men from Africa, full stop. Regardless of, some people are obviously saying to her, oh, he's just using you to get a passport, yeah?
I mean, there's a comment here, and... I don't even know how to respond to this one. Well, actually, I'm going to read out the comment and see you, the listeners, see what your response to it is, yeah? Why would any... I just have to be careful how to edit it because I don't want... Well, should I read it out in its entirety?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Really? Okay. Yep. So what's your reaction to this? Why would any Irish woman want to get with a smelly African man?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you asked me to read it out.
Yeah, go on.
We have nothing in common with them. All they are after is a passport. You are this is the last bit. This is the last bit that really gets you. You are ruining the Irish bloodline.
Okay, yeah.
Well, what's your reaction? Well,
she hasn't had a child with this man.
No, but this whole thing about ruining the Irish bloodline, what's the Irish... That just annoys me. And I was going to invite this fool onto the show, and I said, why? But now we're going to get grief because opinions matter, apparently. Ruining the Irish bloodline. Now, we're going to be talking to Anya in a couple of moments, who is in a similar situation. She has a partner who is African. She has a baby with that man. How do you think someone like that feels?
I know, I think it's dreadful. I really do. But it is this attitude that people have towards women being in relationships with guys from Africa. That is, people have a problem with it.
But these same people don't see anything wrong when they see a white woman going out with a black footballer of African heritage, will they?
No, probably not. No.
No, they don't. Sure they don't. So what's the difference? The difference is, from what I believe, is this belief by a lot of you, that every single African person who comes to Ireland, and Africa, again, it's a big bloody place.
It is.
You know, there's more countries in Africa than any other part of the world. Many countries in Africa, it's about 50
something, yeah.
That every single man that comes from Africa is on the take, doesn't want to work, just wants to get Irish citizenship and then sit on his
As we said, the fact of the matter is, this guy's here 7 years, he's got leave to stay, and so he's here legally, he's working, he's contributing to society, and he's integrating. He's integrating. He's involved in a relationship with an Irish woman. I'd love to hear from you. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626.
We're going to be accused of being lefties. Sorry, are we being lefties about this? Or did we get this?
Okay, in this particular case, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't have any issue with it at all, yeah? However, that's not to say that I believe that some women have been used and abused by guys.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah.
It has happened.
You can't just have any evidence of it.
It has happened. You know quite well it has happened.
No, I don't know quite well it's happened.
085-825-2626 is our number.
You said it's happened. So I want evidence that it's happened.
I've seen situations where guys have entered nightclubs. Now, this is a couple of years ago, yeah? Entered a nightclub and approached women. And I would say, this sounds horrible, but I noticed these guys deliberately targeting the ugliest women in the place. Literally.
Because I've seen Irish men doing that. It's called an end-a-nighter, where they go up to
the
fascist woman because they think they're going to be able to score her.
085-825-2626 is our number. Jack!
Interesting topic. I think people shouldn't stop assuming before we get all the facts. What makes them think that the man is going to use her for a passport? Is it just because of his nationality or what? Which I think is wrong. Because there's plenty of people here that are here legally with passports from different parts of the world. So just assuming one person using her for the passport is wrong, in my opinion. We need the full facts. What I'd say is people should not make assumptions based on having no facts of the situation, and just make generalizations about a person's nationality or whatever, that they're going to use someone for a passport, which I also think is wrong. Sorry, I can't come on, but that's just my opinion. Thanks, lads.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
I'm good, thanks. Anya, Nicole is the lady you got in contact with. Is basically fed up with the abuse that she's getting from family and friends over being in a relationship with a guy from Sudan.
Okay.
What's your reaction to what we've heard here?
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's her family, including... Like, our family should be supporting her, not being not against her, so they shouldn't. As you're well aware of, that I'm in a similar situation, as I have a partner who is Nigerian, and now we have a 14-month-old son together, so we did not have a baby in order for him to stay in the country. That was not the case. For the abuse that Nicole is getting, saying that he's only here to get a passport. That's also ridiculous.
They're basically saying that he's using and abusing her. Basically, that he's only in a relationship with her to try and get a passport and all of that. Did you get any grief from any family or friends over your relationship?
I did, friends. Friends, I got a lot of grief.
Saying what?
Saying that he's only with you to stay in the country. He's only with you to get a passport. He's only with you to get a visa. I was I I had three very good friends, and we were friends right up, right back till we were, since we were 5 years of age. So we were. And as soon as they found out that I became pregnant, they stopped all contact with me.
Really? Because they believe that you, that this guy that you're in a relationship with is literally using you and abusing you and getting you pregnant in order to use and abuse you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's his situation?
My partner's situation, he's been, like, me and my partner are together now 4 years, so we are. And he's here 8 years now, so he is.
Okay,
he's
so, so very, very similar to Nicole's situation. Her fella's here 7 years. So your partner has permission to stay in this country, is that right?
Yeah, he has.
And that's nothing to do with the fact that you had a child. He's just been granted leave to stay.
Yeah, it's nothing got to do with that. I had a child. Nothing got to do with that whatsoever.
And when he came here, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, did he ever have a did he ever have a relationship with another Nigerian woman, or did you ever ask him why did you end up with me? Is he just more attracted to white women? Is
just different culture, Jeremy.
So he was just he wanted someone who was Irish. He liked your culture. Yeah. He liked what you were all about.
Yeah.
Now, this absolute, and I'm not, listen, if you tell me not to read out the message, I won't read the mail.
No, please
this,
do.
No, this absolute racist who keeps on messages on Facebook, who I'm about to block, by the way, I don't care if opinions matter or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to read out the message that he just sent in for you?
Please do.
Are you 100% sure? Because I don't want to upset you or anything like that.
No, 100%.
Okay, that woman you have on the show at the moment is a traitor. Sorry. Just shouting in the back, is a traitor to Irish people. She is ruining the bloodline of Eire.
Of Eire.
Yeah, Eire. E-I-R-E. Is that how you spell Eire?
It is, actually, yeah. Okay. But...
So you are a traitor to the Irish people, for a start, and you are and you're ruining the bloodline of Eire. Yeah.
What do you say to somebody like that?
As Jeremy said, Adrian, a complete... uneducated, racist scumbag. So if he thinks I'm destroying the Irish blood, and does that go towards my son?
I wouldn't even. And if it had mentioned anything about your son, I wouldn't have read it out, because I've seen photographs of your son. Your son is a beautiful, beautiful baby. But that's,
thank you.
But that's pretty much what he is saying.
Because my son is half Irish, half Nigerian, as you're both well aware of.
Well, he's actually fully Irish, if you think about it. No, he is Irish with African heritage, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Anya, you experienced the exact same thing from friends, not from family, but from friends, over your relationship with this Nigerian guy. And when you went and had a baby for him, they cut all contact with you. They didn't want to know.
No, they didn't want to know, no.
Stay there for a second, if you can, please, Anya. I want to bring in some more calls on this. Our number is 0858252626.
I'm ashamed, because that prick, and I am going to name you. You send one more message and I will name you. That prick about his era and bloodline and all that, you've ruined the Irish bloodline, which are racist. Every single bone in your body is racist. Would you agree?
100%.
And who knows where anybody's bloodline comes from? I don't know where my great-great-great-grandfather was a Viking or whatever the case may be. Do you know where you're...
No.
Can you trace it? None of us can trace. And by the way, that prick that's sending in that racist abuse, that surname isn't Irish. Is that surname Irish?
No, I'd say it's an English surname.
Yeah, so you don't even have an Irish bloodline yourself. I'm sorry for getting annoyed now, prick.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good today, Adrian. I'm bobblehead. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Jeremy, calm down there. You know, don't have a mischief.
No, that shit annoys me. The Irish bloodline. What the hell is the Irish bloodline?
There's people that believe that the Irish bloodline is the Irish bloodline. Opinions, Jeremy. Opinions. No, people are entitled to them.
No, but some people aren't. What is the Irish bloodline?
Well, I would assume that people that chased a generation back, Jeremy, and they were all born grandfathers and grandmothers in this country going back decades would be the Irish bloodline, you know? It's a very simple answer. It's not a real question, is it?
Well, no, it is a real question, because this...
Well, look at it this way. When Joe Biden came over here to Mayo, he was looking for his heritage and his bloodline to follow back to Mayo, where he forgot where he was when he was over here. Barry Obama done the same thing, followed the bloodline back to Ireland. He all followed the bloodline.
So let me go back to Nicole and the grief that she's getting from family and friends about having a relationship with a guy from Sudan who's here 7 years. Can you understand why family and friends might have an issue with a relationship like that?
Well, I can understand. But look, she's a girl to begin with, and I don't think it's wrong. I've had girlfriends in the past. My family told me, you know, don't be a horse. You're with you for all the wrong reasons. You know, you're not suited together, situated together. Opinions. You take them and you leave them. You grow a thicker skin. You know, it's her life. If she's going to let all this affect her, that's on her. You know, she made the decision to go out with this lad. If she wants to go out with this lad, that's up to her. If people around her have opinions and they're hurting her feelings, either stop talking to them or get rid of the lad or just live being miserable in the situation that she's in. You know, choices and opinions, we all have them.
So what do you say? If she doesn't like the grief that she's getting, then finish the relationship?
No, then just stop hanging around the people that are giving her grief and her family if she doesn't like the opinions that they have.
There's a bigger issue to this. Why did Anya lose? How many friends, Anya, did you lose over your relationship with your Nigerian boyfriend?
Six.
Six?
Six.
Yeah.
Well, then all I'm saying there, Anya, is that they weren't really your friends, were they?
No, they weren't actually.
You made a decision. You made a decision for yourself, for your happiness, and they didn't agree with that decision. So they're gone. They're probably better off out of your life.
Yeah, they are actually, and that's I have a much happier life. So. Yeah.
And there you go. You're not living with the grief. You're not listening to the fucking earache of it all. You made a decision. You're happy in your decision. And that's it. Yeah, that's all I'm saying is that, you know, you're with the people like that around you that are going to try to affect your happiness. Now, like you said, you're with your fellow woman now, yeah?
Yeah, I'm with him 4 years.
Right, fair enough. This girl's with this lad 6 months. Now, again, I'm not to cast any dispersions on him. It's just honeymoon period, lovey-dovey, all loved up and all that, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, that's all I'm saying is that, you know, people are allowed to have opinions, whether you agree with them or don't agree with them. If people around her are hurting her feelings every day, she has to listen to this, then get rid of them.
No, but the point is, Jonathan, if she was going out, and I'm not talking about Anya, well, I am talking about Anya, or I'm talking about the other girl that sent us a message. What's her name again?
Yeah, Nicole.
Nicole. If Nicole was going out with a Dublin lad or an Irish lad, this wouldn't even be an issue. This is only an issue.
Well, maybe, hold on, no, Jeremy. Now, maybe she was going out with a Dublin lad that was a fucking bum and wasn't working and was just leeching off. I'm sure her family would have He's only using you.
You're wrong, Jonathan. That would never happen. This is an unbiased prejudice.
That happens all the time.
No, it's not. It's an unbiased prejudice that people have. People believe that everybody that comes from Africa is coming to Ireland to scam.
Some people believe that. And I'm one of them for the new wave that we're getting in now. You know my opinion and all that. But this dad came into this country, he's gone through the asylum process, he's been held over, he's walking away, he's paying the taxes, he's doing his bleeding bit. You know the country? No problem with that. He came in the legal route. No problem there with me, with that. You know what I mean? And yes, some people will have, everyone should be in the country. Like I said, you're going to get opinions on everything. And people are entitled to their opinions. You don't have to agree with them, Jeremy, but their opinions. And as that girl has just confirmed, you don't need negative people around you.
Let me ask you then, John. And if a close relative or a friend of yours got into a relationship with somebody from Africa, would you be concerned?
I have relatives of mine that are in relationships with African people. No problem. They're walking away. They're happy. They have children together.
Right. So you have no issue. So then what is your attitude then to the people who have, in Anya's case and in Nicole's case, have given their opinion that they're being used and abused? What do you think of that?
That's their opinion. And again, she either puts up with that and listens to that on a daily basis by staying around these people, or she sorts herself out and gets away from them, like the other girl there on the phone said. She lost 6 or 7 friends. She's better off without. She's happy in her situation now. But not everyone's going to agree with that. You know, you have to make your own happiness. You have to cut dead weight where it is. You don't be listening to that. That's what I'm saying. She needs to sort out now what she wants for herself. She stays with this lad and tells them people to go away. I'm not listening to that anymore. Or she gets rid of the lad and then she goes back to these people that she thinks are her friends because she done what they wanted them to do.
You're not getting to the crux of the issue. The issue is here, why do so many Irish, and don't say it's a small handful, it's a lot of people. Why do so many Irish people have that belief that anyone that comes from Africa is A, trying to take our women, which is bullshit, or B, just coming over to fleece the country when that is not the case?
Because, Jeremy, because like you said, and this is what I hate, this bleeding word, misinformation. It's all over the place. People don't know their arse well in this country at the minute. Like I said, they're up in arms about immigration is a massive issue. People are getting all the lawyers blurred and twisted on all of it. You know, they're going away. Like I said, my issue with this country, is the ones coming into this country with no passports, not being vetted, flooding the place, sleeping on canals, taking up resources we don't have to give them, being backed up by the state. Like I said, this lad came in through the legal route. He went through the asylum process. He's walking away. He's on whatever he's doing. And he's had to find himself a long story to spell that he likes him and she likes him. I don't see a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. Well, some people have a problem with it because, you know, people think of, well, we are fighting for their future in this country, you know, and any one little thing they can latch on to, they'll latch on to it and they'll run with it. But like I said, they're all just opinions, you know, that's all they are, is opinions. In my opinion, you shouldn't be with that lad because I think he is taking you for a ride or I think he wants this from you. Opinions. So unless there's any truth in it, I wouldn't understand why this is getting all upset about it.
All right, Jonathan, thanks very much indeed for your call. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Well, Adrian.
Well, Darren, what's your reaction to the message that we got from Nicole? She's sick and tired of people throwing their tuppence worth in that because she's in a relationship with a guy from Africa, he has to be using and abusing her.
Well, I would call them people idiots because that man came through the system the proper way, legally. That man doesn't need marriage. He already has asylum. So what's everyone on about?
They are, yeah, no, he has asylum. That doesn't mean he has an Irish passport.
Yeah, I know, but like, if he was really out trying to get someone for marriage, like, he would have done it before this. He's in the country, what, 7 years?
He's here, 7 years, yeah.
Yeah, so like, he's clearly not. He actually did it the proper way, not like the rest of them. I wouldn't call them racist, I'd just call them uneducated fools.
If you had a family member who was in a relationship with somebody from Africa, would that cause you any concern?
No, once they came in the system the proper way, and they're like, once they're in here more than 4 or 5 years, then you know they're legit. Like,
well, no, hang on, that's bizarre because anybody, the narrative now that we're hearing all the time is anybody that comes into this country from another country is called a fake UG. That's what they call them, isn't it? A fake UG.
Yeah, well, they have no documents. Yeah. They are, yeah, but that man clearly had documents and he had asylum.
No, how do we know if he had documents?
No, we don't.
No, we don't know if he had documents. So you can't...
he was now, or Jeremy, 7 years ago. So, like, it wasn't really a thing 7 years ago to be coming into the country destroying their documents.
So hang on, what's changed? So this fella, yeah, this fella who came here 7 years ago, whatever the case may be, is not a fake refugee, but the rest are.
Well, the difference is, Jeremy, Roger Gorman a couple of years ago put out that tweet in 4 or 5 different languages telling everyone to come to Ireland that we give you a house keys after 6 months. That's the difference. That's why we're getting all these fake ones now with no passport, destroying their passports on the plane. That man from Sudan is actually a genuine one, I would say.
Okay, so you would have no issue at all if a member of your family or a close friend or whatever was in a relationship like this with a guy 7 years who's been granted leave to stay in Ireland?
No, because some white women love black men.
Oh, sorry, we're losing you there, Darren. Sorry about that. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Neil!
Lads, for all the refugees, the asylum-seeking people coming in here now with no documents and no passport and looking for this and looking for that, and they're getting this and they're getting that, and they're backed up by the state. People are thinking the wrong way about every type of different nationality walking around and every type of different colour person walking around. People are thinking the wrong way of them because of this, and it's causing grief everywhere. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed for your message. Anya, can I just ask you, have things gotten worse in terms of people's opinions about your relationship?
Yes and no. At this rate, Adrian, I just don't bother listening because me and my partner are just getting on with our lives. As I said, we have a beautiful baby together and we're just enjoying our baby together.
Did it ever occur to you, Anya, and again, I'm not suggesting it at all, I'm just picking your brain in, did it ever occur to you that maybe he might be, or did it ever cross your mind at all that, you know, he may have different reasons for getting with you? Or were you always pretty certain that this was a proper, legit relationship and it's because he loved you?
This was always a proper, legit relationship.
Okay,
so it was always a proper, legit relationship. He never showed any signs of taking advantage of me. He never showed any signs.
And you're not married, are you? You're not married?
No, no.
And he never pushed. He never pushed for marriage. Never said we should get married.
No,
so,
no.
There, so there you go. Exactly. So, but people looking on the outside in would say, oh, only with her to try and trap her and get her married. So, and you're saying in all the years you've been with this guy, he never even suggested getting married.
Oh, we've lost her there. Don't know what's happened there. Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. What did you want to say on this?
Firstly, I think it was John and Darren were saying that they obviously came through the legal route. These two, you don't know that. There's no evidence to back that up.
No, there isn't.
The fact that they're here 7-8 years doesn't necessarily mean that they came through the legal route. But I do understand what they're saying. My partner is not African, but he did come in as an asylum seeker. He's from Albania. And I remember my friends and family saying to me, like, oh, they can't be trusted. He will only use you to stay in the country and we're together 5 years. And but he still hasn't asked me to marry him yet. So I completely disagree with that idea. And that people have.
What was your way of dealing with that, those sorts of comments from people around you that this guy is basically using you?
Well, I was just kind of, I'll take him at face value. You know, I met him very early on into his application process. People would say to me, you know, you have nothing in common. You've got a really good job. He is here as an immigrant, basically. You know, he won't have any kind of financial stability for a long time. And I'm not the kind of person that judges somebody, whether they've got 20 euro in their pocket or 20,000. To me, it's the kind of person that you are. So it never really bothered me. I just let the situation play out and see how it was. And I asked people to respect that. And, you know, if in the end he was going to be pushing for marriage or pushing for this or pushing for that, which he didn't, then I would have known, right, there's something amiss here, you know, and maybe I am being taken for a mug.
And the people who gave an opinion on your relationship, did you end up falling out with them or did you just ignore them? Or, you know, what are those relationships like now?
I mean, I would say one or two of them are very, I wouldn't really have much communication with them, but that's more so to do with their opinion on kind of immigration of today, because they put everybody into the one bracket. So people who are here years and people who are coming in, like, you know, Darren saying that people who came in 7-8 years ago, there was no way that they came in with no documentation. I can tell you for a fact that that's not true. And everybody has to go through, whether you come in with no documentation or with your documentation, everybody has to go through the same process, the same asylum seeking process. So it makes no difference. It just takes a bit longer when you don't actually have the documentation.
Okay, so let me ask you then, your partner, you're with him, what'd you say, 5 years?
Yeah.
And has he leave to stay in Ireland now?
He has, yeah.
Okay, so
permission to remain, yeah.
Okay, permission to remain. So, the people who had an opinion on this, have they kind of pulled their horns in a bit now?
Well, when he got his permission to remain, he came in 2018 and he only got his permission to remain in 2022. So I actually, we had a baby in 2021 and everybody was saying to me, oh, he can apply to stay now as the parent of an Irish-born child. And I said, absolutely not. That's not going to happen. And the reason I did that is actually because I'm stubborn and I wouldn't allow his solicitor to go through that application.
Sorry. Oh, you wouldn't? You weren't prepared to do that?
No, his solicitor wanted to go through that application and I said, absolutely not, because either way, whether it was true marriage or true baby, people would have said, oh, well, he got what he wanted out of her anyway. Do you know that kind of way? So I wanted to make sure that he got it off his own back, working, not being a burden on the state. He now has his own business and he's doing really, really well. So I wanted to make sure that people saw that side instead of, you know, oh, well, they have a baby now. So that's how he got his permission to stay here. I would have never had anybody say that.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second, if you can, please, Grace. Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
How are you doing?
Good, Alan. What did you want to say on this?
Now, I've always wondered to myself, you hear a lot of these stories about men, African men being with Irish women, but you never hear of situations of Irish men being with African women.
Not as frequently, no.
But you never hear people being prejudiced against it. Now, I'm sure it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that it's very strange that I've never heard it. Like, my partner's from South America, and she's often been mistaken for a person from India.
Right.
Because she's so brown. And, you know, people would shout derogatory terms at her sometimes. And, she wants
like
to
what?
Ask me.
Like what?
Like, well, like... I don't know what I should say. So they would call her a Paki.
Just for no reason. People not known to her at all.
Yeah, they would make a term. She would be like in the car with me, for instance. And somebody would see her there. And it happened about a year ago. And she was called a Paki. And she turned to me and she says, "What's a Paki?"
God, that's dreadful.
Yeah, but these fools.
These gobshites. These gobshites. Think everybody who is brown skinned happens to be from Pakistan. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
That's how thick they are.
And she's like, she's been working all the time she's been here. She's contributed all the time. We've gone through all the visa processes. We're in the de facto visa stage now at the moment. And hopefully we'll be married.
Very good.
So let me ask you then.
So again. Family and friends, did they give any opinion on your relationship? I'm assuming no.
They were happy for me.
Yeah. So,
did she come here? I'm not sure the visa situation between South America. Did she obviously didn't come as an asylum seeker because you wouldn't be.
No, she came here under a work visa.
And obviously, over time, she's applied for permission to stay, has she?
That's correct.
And you obviously, you're planning to get married. But the point that you were making is, it seems that it is only, people only have an opinion on this when it's a woman dating a foreign or an African man, as opposed to a man dating a foreign or African woman.
Exactly. I never hear anybody passing opinions or any sort of, cases in the paper of any issues or anything like that.
Stay there for one second if you can, please. It's a very interesting point. I've never heard of people ever having an issue with an African woman getting into a relationship with an Irish guy. Never.
But does it happen? I don't know.
I'm sure it has happened. I just want to go back to you, Grace, for one second. I've been asked to play this voice note for you.
I never said there's no way they come in without the proper documentation 7 or 8 years ago. I didn't say that. I said the chances are slimmer and it would happen if it was now.
Okay, so that was just back to what you were saying about people years ago. He said it was a slimmer chance that they were arriving without documentation 7 years ago.
I don't know about that. Possibly, but I don't have the I don't have any facts to say they did or they didn't, and that's the point that I'm making. You don't actually have the facts. But I would wonder if it was an Irish person who, because there's plenty of Irish in Australia, Canada, America, and I know of people who have gone out to Australia and married an Australian citizen. Would it be the same because it's two white people in a relationship? Oh, that Irish person is after Australian citizenship. That's why he or she married that person. I think a lot of it is to do with race. I don't actually, I don't think that people have an issue. I can't imagine somebody not being happy for two people in a relationship who are genuinely happy. But I wonder if it was an Irish person in Australia, would it be the same? That Irish man
you
is
see,
out there.
It wouldn't be, and I'll tell you, boy, Grace, sorry for cutting across you. And now I promise I'm going to block this absolute prick. This is a message for you, Grace. Now, I don't make you this what you will. Ask that woman, that's you, by the way, what colour is the skin of Grace's passport ticket? That's what he's calling your partner.
He's from Albania.
Yeah, a passport ticket.
He has a tan that most Irish people will be jealous of.
But why should it matter what colour skin?
It doesn't matter.
Even if he's as black as coal, what difference? I mean, I'm sure have you encountered this? Well, maybe not, because Grace, your partner probably looks relatively Caucasian, does he? Is he,
Do you know what? He looks Italian or Spanish, right? And when people find out he's Albanian, that's when their opinion changes. So they speak to him thinking he is Italian or Spanish, and they find out he's from Albania, and their opinion changes completely because they know he's from outside of Europe.
Really?
Like, it is, yeah, 100%. 100%.
So they automatically assume then that because he's not from the European Union, he's some sort of a scam artist.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Albania got a really bad, this is a true story, Albania got a really bad reputation about 15 years ago when the movie Taken came out. So all the traffickers in that movie, the baddies in that movie Taken with Liam Neeson, you know, particular set of skills, they were all Albanian mm-hmm. traffickers. And, mm-hmm. you know, they kidnapped women and sold them off as sex slaves. And apparently, after that movie came out, people stopped visiting Albania because they were like, Jesus. And the guy, the actor who plays the baddie in Taken, who's from Albania, did a whole ad campaign basically saying, listen, that was just a movie. Come to Albania. You're as safe as a house. That was just a bloody movie. But that's the perception that people have of any of those countries, isn't it? That, I mean, I'm sure you've been to Albania, have you?
I have, yeah.
And you weren't trafficked or anything like that, were you?
No. No, I wasn't trafficked, no, thankfully. No, yeah, Albania is a lovely country. And actually, fair play to Michael O'Leary. I think he's put it on the map now as one of the most popular tourist destinations of 2024. So he's doing a good job for it. But I do think a lot of it has to do with the colour of the skin. And that's my honest opinion. I don't think anything is, like, it's not, there's nothing educational coming from people who are slating this girl or making her feel some kind of way about it. My opinion would be to just ignore the negative comments and get on with your relationship, and only time will tell.
It's very hard. It's very hard when people are literally just judging you because of the colour of the skin of the person that you're dating.
I know. I mean, but only time will tell. Only time will tell for her and him whether it's going to last. And if she's a smart girl, then she'll know.
But there's another message here, and it's gas. None of these people have the balls to come on. And this is one I'm not going to read out, okay? Because it's casting aspersions on Nicole. Nicole is the woman who is in the relationship mm-hmm. with this man from, where is he from, Sudan or Congo? Sudan. And it's casting aspersions on her looks and basically calling into, well, I'm not, yeah, you can gather what, it's basically trying to say that she's obviously not the prettiest to look at, and that's why she was targeted. Now, I just find that so offensive that people actually...
It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. Jason, I'll be with you in just one second.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
Adrian, you said at the start of the show about how they used to single out these girls in the nightclubs, and we all know it happened 20 years ago. I mean, that was the thing 20 years ago. You know that.
I think Adrian should apologise.
I mean, unfortunately, Jeremy, no, but
no,
why?
No,
why?
He should apologise.
Why is the truth, though?
No, it's
but
not
it
the
is
truth.
The truth. Jeremy, how long are you in the nightclub industry? I'm the same age as you. I'm going out. We all know 20 years ago when the Nigerians started arriving here, that was the big thing. And the big topic was, you've always had a caller on Carl Pardrick. Remember him?
Yeah.
He only went for overweight girls and blah. And that's the way it was. When we seen them, that's what they were with. So you can't blame people for that. Adrian doesn't have to apologise for saying the truth.
Well, that's not
okay.
That's
people
not
are
the
suspicious.
Truth. That's
but
not
people
the truth.
Are
it's
suspicious.
Jeremy, it's what
Albania, sorry, Adrian. Albania is not at war, right? There's no war going on in Albania. So why does somebody need asylum from Albania? And we all know the stories coming out about Albanians. England have a thing with them now. They send them all back.
Well, sorry, that's great.
So that's people's perceptions.
Okay,
people's perceptions are Albania is a dodgy country.
Okay,
but
great.
But that's not us. That's not us, sorry, Adrian. That's not us saying Albania is a dodgy country. That's what's coming out, that Albania was a dodgy country. Why has England stopped taking them in? Why is England busting them back?
Okay, Grace, do you want to respond to that?
There's an awful lot of corruption in Albania with the... Like in the government. So the government, the police, that kind of thing. There's an awful lot of corruption. So it's about who you know, not what you know over there, basically. My partner was involved in politics in Albania. And he left because it just wasn't... He was of the opposing party to the one that was in power. And they target them then to try and, you know, stop them from going around canvassing and that kind of thing. So that's why he left. Albania is not at war. That is correct.
Okay, so the fact of the matter is that for whatever reason, Jason, that her partner came to Ireland, he was granted leave to stay here.
And she'd done it the proper way. But you can see why people are suspicious.
I mean, you must remember, we're a small little island in the North Atlantic.
No, so okay? Let me stop you there, Jason. Jeremy,
we've never bothered anybody. And our government stood up in our parliament and said, this place is too white. Who did we bother? Who did we invade? Who did we enslave? Who did we shoot? Who did we slaughter? You tell me your race that we went out and slaughtered and put in servitude.
Okay,
we never done anything. So, Jeremy, just listen to
Our
own government stood up. Our own government stood up and says our own country was too white and we need to diversify. Why will the government not put it to a referendum?
What sort of a referendum?
There's one question. Just on this whole immigration thing, why won't you not just put it out there? Okay, we're having them. Should we have uncontrolled access to this country?
Do you have an issue with... Sorry, Grace, what's your boyfriend's first name? Just his first name.
Clevy.
I thought you said Kelly there, so Jesus, that's a very Irish name. No. Do you have a problem with someone like Clevy being in Ireland, Jason?
If he's here legally now, if he's here to work on a better this country now.
No, but you do.
Absolutely not. I don't. If he came here legally and he turned things right, I have no problem with that.
No, but you said there's this assumption that people believe that someone coming from somewhere like Albania, whatever. I mean,
it's a corrupt country. It's a corrupt country. Yeah. We also, sorry for one second for cutting across you. We also have assumptions of people coming from the Middle East after what happened on 9/11. But that's not our fault. That's the way society and the world works. Right? When something like that happens, everybody focuses in on it. Do you want terrorists living in your country? No. So you get frightened of that person that's being portrayed as being a terrorist.
The point is, if Grace was on now saying that she was with a fella from Donegal, this wouldn't even be questionable.
No, it wouldn't.
Why can't we just assume that this fella, I mean, I've seen you, Grace, before, I've seen photographs of you, you're a good looking woman. Why can we not just assume that he got with Grace because she's a good looking woman and that he connected with her and that he loves her?
People will always assume what they want to assume.
No, but why assume?
Opinions are like assholes.
No, but why assume?
Because that's people. Not everybody thinks the same.
Jason, I want to go back just on something that you said a while ago, saying that someone in our government said our country is too white. What in God's name is that about?
I'd like to know. I mean, it's not our fault where we're positioned Europe.
Jason, that wasn't my question.
I know what you're trying to drag me down. Could you stand up in the Nigerian parliament tomorrow and say, Do you know what's wrong with this country? It's too black.
Who said that?
Our government, everybody in the government, have you not seen it?
Everybody from the Taoiseach down,
Google it. They stood up and said, we need more diversity. This country is full of tasty white fucking Irish people.
Nobody said that, Jason. Nobody said that. That is fake news. No government minister stood up in our parliament and said the country is too white.
On, before cutting Jason down, do you at least check it up and
back? It didn't happen.
How do you know it didn't happen?
I just know it didn't happen.
Well, Jason,
Leo Varadkar didn't stand up and say we need more diversity and this country is full of white pasty, pasty white men.
I don't know.
Do you not think we'd have heard if our Taoiseach at the time said something like that?
Right, well, I'll have to check that out.
Did you not see the whole reel?
Did you not see the whole reel?
Then
you're
it's real.
And all standing up. Well, how did it get out then?
I think Adrian should... Jason, I will take you at your word.
I wouldn't make that up. I'm sorry. They all stood up one at a time, and not straight after each other. And the thing was on the whole immigration, and we need more diversity. We need more this in the country. We need more of that. And Ivana Baxley's words on Facebook. This is exactly what was. I mean, I wouldn't make this up. That the country was full of pasty white men, and that's what it was, or something along them lines. And I remember going mad, saying, "How could they stand up?" And I think I said it to you before. I wouldn't be allowed to stand up in the African Parliament, say, what's wrong with this country? It's full of, you know, there's not enough white people in it.
Jason,
I got this straight on Facebook. I'm not lying. I didn't say that. I said that's where I seen it. I didn't say I agree with it, but that's what's being put out there. When the terrorists flew into 9/11, everything was all about the Muslims are bad. So what went around the Western world, these people are bad, they want to try and kill us. So you can see how it happens, Aidan. You can see how it happens. You've known me a long time. I don't make stuff up. I got this straight off Facebook. Straight off Facebook.
So therefore it's real.
I didn't say it was. Did I say it was? I said that what was came out of that. So you can see how people get wrapped up in that.
Okay, Jason. Our Taoiseach did not say Ireland is too white. Okay? End of.
As I said, okay, but I seen it. So when you see something that good, and it, okay, so maybe it was AI, yeah, okay, but when you see something that good, you can see how people go down that rabbit hole. I never said I agreed with it. I never said, I just said I seen it.
All right, Jason, let me just squeeze in one final call. Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Francis?
Hello, lads. I'm getting more angry. The steam is coming out of places I don't even have at the moment, to be honest with you. Now, I'm serious.
Go on. What do you want to say?
Your man saying he's seen it on Facebook. Let me tell you, everything on Facebook is not real, you know. But most of my friends, close friends, are married to African American or black people, whatever you want to call them. The nicest of people you couldn't meet. They're not, okay, the government was at fault for letting in all the refugees and the whole lot, and there is messes out there. I won't disagree with that. But the racism in Ireland against these black people is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
I agree.
Oh, Adrian, it's terrible. I thought we were gone past that. You know, from years ago, we went to school with a little black boy when I was five, which is a long time ago, and people used to look at him and everything. And I used to go and put my arm around him because I didn't see him being black. I seen him as a child, you know, like me. We weren't brought up to dislike a different colour face or a different, you know. It's horrible. It's evil. And if a girl wants to marry or go with an African, a different colour man, Chinese, anything, they should be allowed. But the Irish blood are here. That's gone. So the king and queen have Irish ancestors and everything from the teeth and everything. Did you really want to go down the lane? Because I could go down the lane, you know what I mean? Even the maids in Buckingham Palace years ago had children and all. It's all on Wikipedia, not Facebook, by the way, Callum. And if he wants to live by Facebook and scream and shout like that, oh, they only marry you to get a card. They get a card eventually. You don't have to marry it. I have a friend, Tanya, who has a beautiful, beautiful husband and four beautiful, gorgeous children all grown up. The loveliest of chap you couldn't meet. The Irish are dogs. All Irish men are dogs. That's my opinion. And to be like that, and to be racist like that, no, Jeremy, you're probably on the left or the right. I don't know why you call it the left or the right.
I'm neither left nor right. I'm right down the middle.
Okay, Francis, can you understand why some people have concerns when a family member or a close friend gets into a relationship with a foreigner, somebody from Africa, for example?
No. If my daughter wanted to marry someone from anywhere in the world, I'd accept my two daughters. I would accept them. I would accept who they love.
Well, that's nice. That's nice to hear, I have to say. But unfortunately, yes, as you've heard, not everybody is as understanding.
I was listening there, and I can't believe it. And I felt sorry for that other girl that's married, and someone knows up. She's not the false children. How dare they say that about our own Irish people, that she's not the false children because she married or she's with a mammy? The Irish are the most ignorant, arrogant bastards that were ever born.
You know, again, you can't tar us all with the one brush as well. This is what this topic is.
Well, 90%, Jeremy, 90%, you will see 90% of people coming on.
Yeah, 90% is a bit harsh as well. But no, I agree with you. We do have a major racism problem in this country. Absolutely do. I agree with you. Sorry, I want to squeeze in this message from Lorraine.
Can't you really stand there and say Irish men are dog and you have to eat the head off Jay for saying something different? It's double standards, lads.
Well, she was basically saying, Lorraine, that Irish people are dog ignorant when it comes to other nationalities, and she's right.
No, not about every Irish person.
No, not every Irish person
is. Sorry, Lorraine, I didn't eat the head off Jason. If anything, I was saying, let's wait until we see the article. I have the article now. Okay.
Can I just confirm, the Taoiseach did not say Ireland is too white, is that right?
The Taoiseach at the time,
yeah,
it was Leo Varadkar. No, he didn't say that. But of course it was, I mean, if you're going to get your news from Gripped Media, lads.
Yeah.
I mean, no offence to Gripped Media, but...
Well, no offence to Gripped Media. Go on.
This was back in 2020, so 4 years ago when Leo was in power. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar told the Dáil that the civil service is very white and suggested quotas for employing more people of colour. Now, I don't see anything wrong with that. That's simply about diversity. He's not saying Ireland is too white. He's saying that the... and the civil service probably is full of people who've been working there since the 1970s, doing their 20 hours a week and taking a lovely pension. There's nothing wrong with that.
But again, he did not say Ireland is too white. He never said that.
In fairness, with the summer we've just had, Ireland is too white. Would you agree? Nobody has a tan at the moment.
But he didn't say that. That's the point I'm making.
No, but I'm sure it was twisted.
It has been twisted.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening.
Lisa says, Nicole is getting grief because people are losing respect for her and her choices. She can choose to do whatever she likes, but she can't control people's views and opinions. Once she's happy, that's all that matters. Very hard to be happy when people are constantly saying that he's only with you for a passport.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh,
thank you, all of you.
Before we go. Catherine, I'm sick to death of hearing the Irish are racist. Racist is R-A-C-I-S-T, Catherine, by the way. Adrian, you're going on ridiculous. Won't be listening to you anymore. What about us Irish? Sick of us now. Second-class citizens in our own country. How are you a second-class citizen, Catherine, you fool?
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.